Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, 6-3, and the topic of this Mishnah is violations to rental contracts. Now that this Mishnah really has three separate parts to it. Part one and part three are really connected, one follows the other, and then part two in the middle is like goes off on a tangent. And in fact, the order sits around in the Bavli, where in the Mishnah there, part one and three are connected, and that's how I'm going to read it here. So I'll skip two, first of all. So the case basically is a person is renting out a donkey to carry a load from point A to point B, and there are two ways to get there. There's the mountain route, that's up the Har, and then there's the valley route through the Bikkah. And really they're the same distance, but there are sort of, I'll call it, different risks involved in each, because the mountain is like more mountainous and prone to slipping, but the valley is hotter, and that could be more of a strain on the animal. So otherwise they're the same distance. Okay, so what happens if the person rents the donkey, but the owner of the donkey says, listen, I'm letting you rent my donkey for carrying that load, but you have to go, and he specifies either the mountain or the valley, but then the renter violates that stipulation, he goes where he's not supposed to take it. So the question is that automatically, or what are the ramifications if then the donkey dies along the way? Okay, so something happens. And normally when a person's a renter, like a Shomer Sachar, he is responsible for Pshia if he was negligent, but he's not responsible for onsen, circumstances beyond his control. The question is, normally if an animal dies, that's considered to be an onus. It's beyond your control. Animals die if they have a heart attack. That's not your fault. Here, the question is, since he broke the stipulations of the contract, is that considered to be a Peshia or not? Okay? That's the starting point of the Mishnah. So here our Mishnah reads, part one of the Mishnah, Hasocher Tzachamor Laholicha Bahar. A person rents the donkey and he is taking it conditional on him going via the mountain, but v'holicha babika, but he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. Instead, he takes the donkey through the valley. Or babika, or the contract says he has to use the bika, the valley route, v'holicha bahar, but he uses the mountain route instead. Afilu zu eser milin v'zu eser milin, it doesn't matter, both are the same distance, both, 10 miles, let's call it. And then v'mesa, and then the animal dies along the way. And now it's not clear what killed the animal. The animal dropped down dead. And then it dies. So says the Mishnah Chayev, the person who rented it is responsible to replace the donkey, period. Now, why is that the case? So the pashtus of this Mishnah is that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, who the Lacha follows. That's one of the approaches of the Mishnah, and the Gemara, I should say. And the idea is, listen, we don't know why the animal died, and maybe it died for any reason, just because it got old and had a heart attack, and nothing to do with the fact that it went where it wasn't supposed to go. But the renter can't prove that, and really the burden of proof is on him, since he violated the rules. And therefore, since he violated the rules of the contract, and he can't prove that it wasn't the hot air of the bika or the strain of mountain climbing of the mountain, so then he is going to have to pay. Now, there is another approach in the Gemara, which says that this is the shita not of Rabbi Yehuda, like I described before, but the shita of Rabbi Meir, who we saw in the previous Mishnah, who had a general principle, which is kol ha-mishana, if one violates the terms of an agreement, like, for example, we have the Mishnah in Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet of Bava Kama, which I mentioned in the previous Mishnah as well, where you hire someone to dye your wool red, but he dyes it black. Okay, and we said, according to Rabbi Meir, that the dyer, since he was mishaneh, he violated the rules of the agreement, he's a gazlan, he's like a thief. And a gazlan, of course, is responsible for onsen. So according to Rabbi Meir, if you learn that this is Rabbi Meir who's talking over here, so then the pshat is the reason why the renter is obligated is because since he became like a gazlan when he took the animal on the path he wasn't supposed to take, of course he's responsible for onsen, regardless of what he can or can't prove. Okay? Now this is a little complicated in as much as the halacha won't follow Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So that will then sort of complicate how to learn this part of the Mishnah halacha. And it actually comes out to you, machlokas, in the Acharonim, how to pass in this exact situation. Okay? Now, the Mishnah has a second part, which I'm going to skip, even though all versions of the Mishnah, including the Yerushalmi, have this second part as the second part. The Bar Tanura seems to not have that. The Bar Tanura seems to have had the same girsa as the Bavli, as we have it, which sort of has the third part in the second position. So let me skip to that now, which is like the end of the mission, which says, Hasochres ha-chamor la-holicha bahar. If a person rents a donkey and he's stipulated that the owner says, you got to take it the mountain route, volicha babika, but he takes it in the valley instead. Im hechalika, if the way in which it died in the valley was that it slipped. So, putter. The mission says that the renter is putter. Okay, so this part of the mission for sure is going like Rabbi Yehuda, because we're saying that even though the renter didn't keep to the terms of the rental, he's mishaneh, he's still going to be exempt. He's putter. Why? Because the reason why the animal died is because it slipped in the valley, and if it's prone to slipping, listen, the mountain's even more slippery prone because it's, you know, craggy rocks and mountain, and therefore it's not going through the valley wasn't the reason for the death of this animal, and therefore he'll be exempt, and that will be the halacha. Okay, now v'im huchama, if the reason why the animal died in the bika is because it overheated. So what do you think? That's what the owner is saying. Don't take it in the valley. And the valley killed it, and therefore chayav, therefore the rental will be obligated, because if he wouldn't have taken it in the valley, maybe he would have lived. Maybe. But the point is, since he was in violation and he did what he was supposed to do, we'll assume it's his fault. And similarly, if it's the holicha babika, if the deal was that the renter is only allowed to take the donkey via the hot but not as steep and slippery valley, v'holicha bahar, but instead the renter took it the mountain route, im hechalika, if the animal slipped and, you know, broke its neck and died that way, then of course chayav, because we're going to say, listen, the owner's going to say, I told you not to take it on the mountain route, I was afraid this was going to happen. V'im huchama, but if the reason why the animal died is from overheating, so then the assumption is that the valley would be even hotter, and therefore it would have died just the same, therefore putter, he's exempt. Im machmas ma'ala, if it's because of like the ascending, you know, I don't know, climbing up rocks, and I guess the heart beat too fast, and had a heart attack or something. So then chayev, then again he'll be chayev because he said he'd take it in the bika, he didn't listen, and now presumably the mountain is what killed it. Okay, so that's, and that will be la halacha. Those are the two first and third parts of the Mishnah. There's a middle part in the Mishnah, which is something totally different. Okay, it's also a renting of a donkey, but it's a whole different Mishnah. So I think it was like a new paragraph, new mission, new topic, not related, okay? Here's the deal. What happens if you rent an animal and you say you're renting an animal for 30 days, and in the middle of the 30 days, it stops being able to do the work as you anticipated? And the case of our Mishnah specifically is where you said you're renting a specific animal. You went and contracted with the owner and said, listen, I want Bessie to be the cow, or donkey in this case, to rent for 30 days. And in the middle, you know, the donkey Bessie becomes incapacitated in some way, or otherwise can't do the work that it was supposed to do. Just to speak out, the Mishnah is not talking about a case where you went to the donkey rental agency and said, I need a donkey to do, you know, schlep stuff for 30 days. If that would be the deal, of course, if the donkey becomes unable to do schlepping, you can get a replacement donkey. But our case for mission here is where you specified a specific donkey, so that's all that you're contracted to get. So says the mission, such a scenario, Hasochres ha-chamor, you rent a particular donkey, v'hivrika, and then the donkey becomes in some way incapacitated, tupshat v'hivrika, the etymology is tough, but the point is either it means that the animal, you know, gets like a cataract in its eye or something, so it doesn't see very well anymore, so it now walks very slowly, or it got some kind of like worm or something in its leg, which made it not be able to, like, limps or go slowly. So now you have an animal which could do work, but it doesn't do it very fast or efficient like you'd hope for. Or alternatively, shena'asis angari anagria. It was like essentially commandeered by the soldiers to do the work of the king. So in other words, the soldiers just needed a donkey to take their stuff, and your donkey was just that you'd rented was just standing idly by on the side of the road, and the soldiers were like, oh great, we'll take that one, and they just took it. Okay, and then you sort of chase after and say, give me back my donkey, and eventually they find another donkey, so they ditch your donkey, giving it back to you, and take someone else's donkey. But in the meantime, for the day that you had to chase after the soldiers, you didn't have a donkey. Could you have a claim back on the original renter? So the person who rented it out to you, I should say. So Omer lo, harei shelcha lefanecha. So the Mishnah says the owner who rented it out can say, listen, I gave you the donkey you wanted, you have the donkey, this is your problem, not my problem, this is what you wanted. And the fact that it now, you know, got unwell during the term or got, you know, commandeered by the soldiers, that's your mazel, your, you know, this was your destiny and you, what Hashem arranged it for you. Because if it would be by me, listen, by me it wouldn't have happened. By me the soldier wouldn't have grabbed it, or the animal wouldn't have got the worms that they got by you to mess up its leg or whatever the story is. Okay? So therefore he's exempt because he only contracted to give this particular donkey, and he did. He provided the donkey he was supposed to provide. Again, parenthetically, if he wouldn't be the case if he contracted to get a donkey, not a specific donkey. Now what happens if it's worse? It's not just the donkey can't work very well, but the donkey can't work at all. So now I rented the donkey for 30 days, but in the middle of the thing, I now can't work. Like, for example, Mesa. Middle of the term of the rental, even though I said I want this particular donkey named Bessie, but it dies. Oh, Nishbra. Or it gets, you know, something gets damaged, or injured in the way that I didn't do it. It's a circumstance under control, you know? But the point is the donkey now can't work at all. And I need a donkey that worked, which that's what I contracted for. Then chayv lahamid lo chamor. Then the renter, who had a 30-day contract, he was getting paid for 30 days, you know, to rent out his donkey, must provide an alternative donkey because the donkey, you know, died, and that was the renter is exempt from onus. Like they've had a heart attack, so therefore the obligation is on the person who owned it to replace it for the 30 days. Now, he actually is limited in his liability. He only needs to pay or lay out the total value that of the original donkey. So let's just say, for example, the original donkey is worth $100, and now it's dead. Okay, so what's the donkey worth when it's dead? Well, the carcass is worth, you know, call it 25. So the owner can essentially buy a $25 donkey, if such thing exists, or whatever. So that's his limited liability, not more than that. And if the renter wants to, he could essentially kick in the difference, so he has a rental for the period, and then give it over to the owner afterwards.